So just daven, please daven Milchai. Will be Menachem Melville, Dr. Pelkowitz. That's the only time I have to go. So you just, you know, daven Milchai without me. Okay. Okay. What? Yeah, so should we have it on Sunday? Is that when the oil wants it? Okay. We'll have it on Sunday. I just have to see when my... I might have a pigeon on Ben. I assume it's probably not in the morning, but that would be the only issue that could conflict. And then we'd have to change it, okay? Okay? Okay, so we're going to go back now to we're up to page 10, page 6, question 68. Hey, Jimmy, you have a packet, you have a test for me? Your test. If you want, you give me Huff also for the same price.
Yeah.
Same
one
price.
Time.
Okay. Tain divrei halachas ketanos, right? In sukkah misdinim b'toch hachatzer. So the halachas ketanos has a discussion. What if you have a sukkah out of sedinim, and but there. So the sedinim could go in the ruach. Say even if the sedinim aren't tied that down. But if it's in the chatzer, so there's no wind anyway, right? It's like if you would have a retractable roof of your house, and you put the sukkah in the house, and underneath the opening, so nothing is going to blow, because it's inside. So do we say you view it from the perspective of the sukkah itself has to be tied down, or if it's around something else, so it's okay. So the halachas ketanos wants to bring a raya from the halacha. If you have two walls, two parallel walls, so you need for the tefach, it's not enough just the tefach, you need four pas arba tefachim on the third side. But if it's in a chotzer, then you don't need you don't need the pas arba. You can just have a tefach. So you see from there that this is not it has nothing to do with wind. But you see from the perspective that there's a different halacha of what you put on the ruach shlishis if the two mechitzas that you want to make a sukkah out of are in a chatzar versus not in a chatzar. That if they're not in the chatzar, you have to do a pas arba, four tefachim, the third wall. If they're in the chatzar, a tefach. So you see that it made a difference whether it was in the chatzar or not. So hu adinami, he wants to make a raya from there that what? That if you have something that would have otherwise blown in the wind, but since it's inside, it doesn't, so that's okay. And then, but then he says, maybe not, because when the Gemara speaks about that you have to have tzel sukkah, so the Gemara says, but what if you're in the Ashtaros Kanayim, if you're in the valley, so then you don't have the Tzel Sukkah. So the Gemara says, yeah, but you view it Ke'ilu, the valley's not there. And so you see that things that are external, you view that they're not there. So then he sort of backs out. So we saw the same thing in the footnote in the discussion of the Magen Avraham, because the Magen Avraham says that if you make a curtain in front of the Nair to be Mishamish Mitaso, so it's not good, this curtain. It has to be stapled from the bottom. So the Chazon Ish says, no. So the Magen Avraham seemingly is taking a tzad to this. So the Chazon Ish held not that way. The Chazon Ish held that you follow the Metzias. And if there's no wind, so then it doesn't have to be tied down. And the only reason why the Magen Avraham requires a wind is because it was moving. Mashin. That's what the Chazon Ish wants to reinterpret the Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham only meant it because it could sway. But in the Kanami, if it doesn't sway and you use this as a partition in your house, so then in the Kanami, that would be okay. I don't know. Rav Shimon Nairin Shlita claims that the Chazon Ish really maybe was Chozerbo at the end. We should take a re-look at that. Is that in this packet? Which packet is that Chazon Ish? What? It's an earlier packet. But that's Halachas Ketanos. So I see we should re-look at that. What packet is we see the Chazon Ish in? Was it Yud Zayin? Probably Yud Zayin.
Yeah, okay. And Ruch Matsuya. She goes to Abai's Chotzim. And if you have a Chisa Posalta, or to the loss of an Inuda Posalta, or came to you to Ru a Shaper Hashiv Machisa. Abu Gab Zaini called Lama Ruch Matsuya Yamachir Haina the Kula. We call Mokham Shachiv Machisa. Have a Lavata Machisa Bishoshi Kavu Alo Shamanu. Mali Kosha Mali hem me the coast of the Hagen for the Ruach, so what are you doing as a Mechitza? So it could be a chance at the end that he was chosen, but that's what you claim. A lot of times if people ask the Shiloh, could they use, in other words, they have these studio apartments, and they want to use the mechitza to be mishamish on the other side of the mechitza. The studio apartments is like this, it's like a curtain, and they're not going to tie it from the bottom. So the question is that called a mechitza? Because it's, so on one hand, when it's inside, it's not. But on the hand, the simple trial of the Magen Avraham, like Rav Gutman pointed out, is you need to tie it from the bottom, because if you what it, would it be had it been outdoors? Morgan Avraham was speaking about two caves. He said in two caves. One was by a sukkah, and one is by a mishamish b'fnei haner. So that's a big nafkamina l'halacha. What's what if you make? Again, Rabbi Yehuda Herzl Henkin held that a mechitza in a shul has to do a din mechitza, and therefore he held this is no good because it's not tied on the bottom. And others say no, it's miyusa, it's good enough. Okay, question is 60, so I don't know. Then we did the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says that the machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Gamliel, whether you need ruach mitzuya de yamosha or ruach mitzuya de yam, is taller in lot. It's taller in the dearest arai, dearest keva. He says, dearest arai, he says, is the din of the mechitza. But you need a mechitza that hadn't been on the yabasha, so even though we're in the yam now, but we follow the yabasha. So even though if it's by yam, eventually a ruach that come, it's gonna knock it down, but Kol Zman that it didn't knock it down, it's okay. Because you don't need ruach. Even if you're in the yam, you still... It's still been by Yabasha. And Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Gamliel says no. You need what? Keva. So what does that mean? So he says a chiddush to Brisker Rav that if you, it's not pshat that you need plus pshat the Gemara, you always need ruach mitzuya diyam according to Rabbi Akiva. Because that, but he says no. That's all. If you're by Yabasha, then he would be masking. Yeah, because dearest Keva means that wherever you are, it has to stand up. But the simple shot, I would think that even if you're Yabasha, you still need the yam, because you need a stronger... Like this, we're in the Yabasha now, but we still have mechitzas that are stand up, Aruch, Mitzuya, the yam, you know, because that's a keva. So the Brisker Rav, to me, is a chiddush, that he's saying that the shita that holds Aruch, Mitzuya, the yam... Rabbi Gamliel, that's only if you're on the yam. But if you're by Yabasha, then he would be masking. That all you need is ruach mitzuya the Yabasha. And the sheet of Rabbi Kiva holds it's always a din in the Yabasha, even if you're by yam. And then we say the Tein Divrei HaMo'adim Zmanim. So the Moed of Zmanim also speaks about the canvas sukkah. Kayom yesh nogim nishtamish b'stinim. Ulai daito shishorim ayam shakar shorach umala az matzo shinate. So he says, if you tie it tight, you don't have to worry. If you tie it tight, then you know the Rabbeinu Peretz says even if you tie it, you have to worry that it's going to unravel. So the simple shot is our things are is like the Sukkah Sefer Sukkah Shalom says we have special holes that are made for that it's not like we take a thing and we just tie it. You put it in special, you know, special way of making it, the bottom. It's not like you take a sheet that's really used for something else and you use it as sukkah. This is manufactured, it's a whole different thing. It's not like tzedinim is just you take sheets that are not used to make, to be a sukkah and you... Yeah. So he says, but if you really tie it tight, it should be okay. I think what the Sukkah Shalom says is a better answer, that he says that Geis HaSuim is needed in the Kavim Yuchadim, she called him a Kasher. You know, it's made in a certain way that it doesn't fall apart. It's as opposed to ad hocly, you just do it like that. Okay. Then we talked about the din of Lavan. Lavan is you could put strings within, if you put strings less than three talking from the ground, then another string less than three talking from that, another string less than three talking from that. Until 10 tefachim, so that's a mechitza. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that this is really called a mechitza grua, because it only has, mechitza grua means it only has horizontal strings, as opposed to when there's horizontal and vertical. So, that's a machlokas in the Mishnah. When the kol mechitza she'ena shel shashi v'shel erev ena mechitza, the Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, Chama omim echad mishnei devar. You don't need both. You don't need both. So the question is, so in Shulchan Aruch it says that if you have a mechitza made out of sodin and you're afraid it's going to unravel, so then just use lavud strings. So then the lavud strings will be the mechitza. So the question is that good enough? So there are different opinions. Could you use just lavud strings for a sukkah? So there's a Tosfos in Sukkah, and Tazayin of a Bay is going over to Yazayin of an Aleph. So it speaks about, and Tosa says, so the Gemara in Erevin seems to be that you can't use the mechitza grua for a sukkah. It's not enough just to have vertical strings or horizontal strings. You need both. Now the Marsha says that maybe there's a difference between vertical and horizontal. Then what? He says, in other words, maybe a vertical sticks, right? That would be okay. But vertical alone. But horizontal alone is not okay. Because there's a Gemara that says Beferish that you could have a sukkah made out of vertical sticks. So how could you say that it's no good? So he says, no, that vertical sticks are okay, but horizontal sticks are not okay. Horizontal what streams?
Horizontal
love. Love is not okay.
Can we say by error that it's okay? Not the horizontal one?
That I have to say error? Right. So he's saying that Marshall is saying that when Tosa says it's not okay, it's because that's horizontal. Horizontal is not okay, but vertical, because the Gemara says vertical is okay. So how can Tosa say that the Chavolim are not okay? The answer is that was horizontal, that was vertical. That vertical is okay, horizontal is not okay. You know, love it. But the Magen Avraham doesn't like that. Well, Magen Avraham says he doesn't think that that's the difference. He thinks the difference is that the case with horizontal, vertical, all the same. But if you only make a three-wall sukkah, then it has to be shesi ve'erv. It can't just be horizontal or vertical. If you're making a four-wall sukkah, then it can be just horizontal or just vertical. So there is, and that's why the Gemara says beferish. The problem we have is there's a beferish Gemara that says that you can put vertical sticks in love of each other and it's okay. But what about this Tosis that says that the Chavolim are not good? So Marshall says that you have to make a chiluk between vertical and horizontal. The vertical is good if it's loved, but horizontal is no good if it's loved. And the Magen Avraham doesn't like that. Magen Avraham says the difference is that if it's going around all four sides, so it's totally engulfing, then it can be even just the vertical or just horizontal. But if it only goes around three sides, so that's shracha, then you need vertical and horizontal. If you said it's only three sides, then it's not. Then you have to have vertical and horizontal. Yeah. In other words, because if you have a full sukkah of four, then you can even do lovet on all sides. So he writes, I'll show you. In other words, yeah, Shnayim afil tefach was we have two complete walls. So then the third one will be tefach. But here you have loved walls. So the Magen Avraham says that mechitza grua, so it only works if you have all around the loved walls. In other words, the two of the tefach is if you have a full two walls, then the third wall can be afil tefach. But if you're starting around only with loved strings, so then it can be just shasi or just eir if it's all four directional. And if it's only three directional, then it can't be, it has to be shesi and erev. It can't just be one or not the other. So that was the eights of the Shulchan Aruch to use. If you're having Sedinim, then use a backup. Because the Sedinim might unravel. But again, he never said that it's no good, mitzad is atzmo. So that's why I think it's a raya. That was the Imre Yaakov's raya, that if your person dies and you want to eat in front of the mace, there has to be a mechitza between the two of you. So the Chumash Rashi says, he could use a mechitza shel Sedinim. Even though it's waving. That's indoors, so that's totally in Machlokes Chazanish and the others. But the Pashup shot is that you can make sure it's needed. Unless you want to make a chiluk that steenim is only good when it's indoors. Like the like the halachas katanas, then it wouldn't be any riot because the sukkah is outdoors. And that's the Mishnah, Mekifim B'chavolim. And then we said, what's the machlokas, the Magen Avraham and the Bikur Yaakov? So again, the Magen Avraham says you can use four lovers with four walls as the backup. But the Bikur Yaakov says no. Bikur Yaakov doesn't like this, Philip. He says you can't use lovers strings. Yeah, where's the Bikur Yaakov? What page? What?
20?
He says the Magen Avraham says he can use, again, Marshar is the one who's machalic between Chessy and Eir, right? That Eir, horizontal is no good, vertical is good. Magen Avraham doesn't like that killer. He says the difference is between if the loved strings are on three sides or four sides. Three sides is not good enough, so therefore it can't be just loved strings. If it's all four, it's okay. And the Bikur Yaakov doesn't like that. He says, the Magen Avraham didn't like the Marsha, and I have problems with the Magen Avraham. So what does he say? L'muto dovin shal kanan pachas v'gibun sukkah him v'gam shabbos l'chutu rak v'shayara. So it's not good. So then how come the Shulchan Aruch says it's okay? Yishlom came to half day last Sadin and Lava Khumra Balma. Shemi is Izen Haruch. Lachem is Esam Chidik Sasa Het in the Kanim Gamke. Have a lot of Dina Mim Hachshir Al Yidei Kanim the Vada Film Dal the Fanas. Film the Yem. He says, in other words, he says, the Sadinim is only a chumrah, because the sneedim is only a chumrah that it's not good because it might unravel. It's a chumrah. So since the sneedim ikra did a good anyway, so then you want to play mechitza grua with horizontal things. Okay, but if you didn't have the sneedim there and you want to make your sukkah only out of loved strings, even though it's on four sides, no good. No good. I wrote this piece, I wrote a piece in the Beis Yitzchak like 20 years ago. That was the last time Yeshiva learned Sukkah. So I wrote a piece, I'm planning Bez Hashem to write for the Mashbir another piece on the middle, on the Fanos. This is 20 years later, so I have more to say. So, there was a person wants to know, can I just make a Sukkah out of Lovett strings? So the Magen Avraham say, if it's all four walls, you can, even if it's just chassis or just there. And the Marsha says, well, if it's chassis is okay and horizontal is not okay. But the Bikur Yaakov is never okay. The only time it's okay is when you really have the walls anyway. It's just as a chumrah not to use walls because they might untie and you might not notice it. So since it's good anyway, okay, so we could throw a, you know, we could have a backup with these things, but to say you could use it when there's no sneedim at all, that not. Okay, so that is the 75. So now should we go? Should we finish up the Shana, or should we go to the, you know, well, let's finish up the Shana, huh? Let's finish up the Shana. What? I should turn it off. This way we...